Now, your host, Michael Cohen, with the Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. Republican state lawmakers say that retiree benefit costs for Michigan state workers are out of control. And it's time to bring the system in line with those in the private sector, proposing that new workers retire under a 401k type system. The plan was approved by the House Appropriations Committee yesterday. To talk about how the unions see these potential changes, I'm joined by Ray Hullman. He's the legislative liaison for UAW Local 6000. Welcome to the program, Ray.
How are you doing, Michael?
Very good, very good. Now, Republicans say that the current system to pay state worker retirees is unsustainable. And while some may argue that point, do you agree that the state will, in fact, save money by making the changes lawmakers are now moving forward with?
Well, the interesting point that was made is that by asking state employees to pay 4%, that they could help Michigan with its long-term liabilities. But when you look at the facts, actually, Michigan's pension fund is one of the best in the nation. And also, Michael, in 1997, Michigan state employees went to a defined contribution plan, which is a 401k system. And so really, the state workforce, since that time, has saved the state millions and millions of dollars. And it was a pretty controversial bill that passed out of the House committee on Thursday. Some lawmakers claimed that the state can no longer afford to pay for retiree health care. And others said it wasn't necessarily true. It felt that they could.
I mean, are the unions completely opposed then to new employees being brought in with this 401k system rather than the defined contribution?
Well, again, since 1997, state employees' retirement or pension is a 401k plan. The change that some in the legislature would like imposed upon workers is, in fact, taking away retiree health care for new employees hired after January 1st, 2012. And what they would do is give them another 2% match so that someday an employee could pay for health insurance themselves when they retire. And we think that's wrong. We believe that more people need health insurance, not less. And we oppose the bill. It was House Bill 4701 and House Bill 4702. Again, it was voted out of the House Appropriations Committee on Thursday, and we expect it will move rather quickly on the full House floor and then go up through the Senate. This was a bill that we opposed.
I'm sorry, so you're saying all state workers now are under a 401k-style retirement plan?
That would be state employees hired after 1997, which is now the majority of the workforce. So there is still quite a few individuals, obviously, that were hired, you know, before 1997 who have a defined benefits, which is, you know, the pension program. But again, every year as people retire and they're replaced, you know, eventually the entire workforce will be under, obviously, a 401k system.
So the bill then would mean that they'd be contributing, you said, 4% as compared to what they're contributing now, which is what?
Well, this bill that I mentioned, again, it changes the retirement system by essentially taking away retiree health care for new employees hired. So when they hired into the state service, they will no longer be relying on the state to take care of their retiree health care. And what this bill also does is it breaks up the state workforce in different sections. So, for example, individuals, again, that were hired before 1997 have a traditional pension. And what this new legislation says is in order to stay in the defined benefits plan, you would have to take a 4% pay cut. Individuals hired after 1997 would retain their regular retirement health care insurance. And the way that works for those individuals hired after 1997 is after 10 years, they're vested. They get 30% of their health care paid. And then every other year they work, they get additional 3% up to 90. So when people hired after 1997 retire, they pay for 10% of their health insurance. The reason we oppose this bill is it takes away retiree health insurance for new employees. And we also don't think it's fair to tax individuals hired before 1997, again, because our pension system is funded, is well-funded. And, again, we feel that there's other things that can be done. You know, these issues should be handled at the bargaining table.
I'm talking to Ray Hallman. He's the legislative liaison for UAW Local 6000. But when you're talking about employees hired before 1997, I mean, that's still thousands of workers, is it not?
Yeah, the I believe it's the individuals hired before 1997 is just less than 50%. Rather, I believe 56% of individuals now that work for the state were hired after 1997. So about splits in half.
I see. Now, so, but that's still quite a large number that would be on a defined benefit program for us to. I mean, isn't the state ultimately, when you look at people that are likely going to be retired for could be 30, 40 years, isn't the state looking at quite a burden without changing the current system?
You know, people are struggling in Michigan, and obviously every year we seems like we face a budget crisis. This year they, finalized a budget in record time. And there are problems. You know, that's absolutely correct. But, again, you know, our pension fund is well-funded right now, and we did make the structural change back in 1997. And, again, every year it's going to be less people in the defined pension program. And we believe, you know, it's not right to change the rules for people in the middle of the game or the middle of their career, rather to work together and make, you know, have some real common sense solutions.
You say the pension fund's in a good state. What is the status of that fund?
Well, I believe it's one of the top funded pensions in the nation. I'm not sure exactly the percent, but I'm quite confident it's one of the top three or four in the nation in terms of it's being funded.
Now, the 3% employee contribution the state workers have been making since last year to help cover retiree health care costs. Now, what's the status of that? I mean, are they going to be getting that money back?
Yes, if this legislation passes in the and it goes through the Senate and the House and the governor signs it, what will happen is the lawsuit that was filed last year would probably go away, and the bill says that money would be returned to state employees, and there is over $60 million or $70 million in an escrow account right now. So that is one benefit of this legislation, is that money would be returned to state employees.
I see. Ray Hallman, the legislative liaison for UAW Local 6000. Thank you very much for joining me, Ray.
Thanks, Michael.
All right.